The Department of Veterans Affairs has struggled with managing and securing its information systems and assets. The Government Accountability Office taking another look at the IT management challenges that VA faces. Joel Willemsen is the Managing Director for Information Technology Issues at GAO and my guest to talk about some of the challenges VA is dealing with. Thank you for being on the program this afternoon, Mr. Willemsen.
Thank you, Francis. Pleasure to be here.
Talk about what you were looking at in this study on IT at the Department of Veterans Affairs.
Francis, VA, like many federal agencies, faces a number of challenges. We weren't trying to be all exhaustive in listing all of them, but trying to focus on the most prevalent ones and the ones most critical to the department. In doing that, we tried to focus, one, on how they were developing key information systems, two, how they were securing information and systems, and finally, and very importantly, working with the Department of Defense to implement joint solutions, especially in the electronic health records area.
Now, this report is a little bit disconcerting, I imagine, because you're right. For over a decade, VA's faced longstanding information security weaknesses, as identified by GAO, VA's Office of Inspector General, VA's independent auditor, and the department itself. Are you seeing progress in some of these reports as time goes on, or does the agency seem to be kind of stuck in a rut?
I would say there has been some progress. Unfortunately, as progress is made, the risks and vulnerabilities tend to evolve and modify. So you've got to be ever vigilant to address those areas. And with VA being such a far-flung organization with, among other things, 7,000 employees over a vast number of offices, it's a tough job. So we didn't intend to minimize it. But there's no way of also saying that they are totally on top of information security at VA. So we want to make sure that that's still identified as a key challenge and that they're appropriately addressing key weaknesses such as those in access controls and security management and periodic test and evaluation of controls.
You write also, departments were unable to articulate explicit plans, goals, and timeframes for jointly addressing the health IT requirements common to both departments' electronic health record systems. You're referring there to the impending merger is not the right word, but connection, I guess.
Well, we'd like, ideally, to see a unified health system that serves both active service men and women and also veterans. To date, DOD and VA have pretty much focused on unilaterally doing their own systems. Over the last few years, they've made some progress in sharing data, but ideally you'd like to see a unified system that could meet the needs of all those individuals much more efficiently and at lower cost.
Is it your finding that the VA has the tools that they need, whether it's resources or person power or whatever it is, to get these done, and it's an issue of how they're going about doing it? Or
I think in the last example that I talked about, it starts at the top with Secretary commitment, which we've just recently received from the Secretaries of Defense and VA. Overcoming institutional and cultural barriers both at VA and DOD to somewhat let go of it's got to be my system and try to move towards a more unified approach to meeting the needs of veterans and active service personnel.
Is that one of the areas where you're seeing the progress too?
Well, we're very confident given the recent announcement by the secretaries that they're committed to doing this. But at the same time, we'll be monitoring to make sure that that follow-through actually does occur. There's, in this area, as in others in the past, we've seen promising starts, but they haven't always come to fruition. So we'll be monitoring it very carefully.
And we will look forward to hearing what you find as you continue to do that monitoring, Mr. Willemsen.
Good.
Thank you very much for being on the program today.
Thank you, Francis.
Joel Willemsen's Managing Director for Information Technology Issues at the Government Accountability Office. You can see the report on management IT management challenges at the VA at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. We have it linked up for you right there.